This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless you all. Joining us for a special edition now of Make It Plain is our brother who joins us, in fact, from Venezuela. We're going to hear the latest there and how he sees things and hear a bit about the work he has been doing long term, perhaps even in anticipation of or in preparation of such a crisis, as well as doing long term work to improve the conditions and well-being of his fellow sisters and brothers in Venezuela. Joining us now from worldbeyondwar.org is Gabriel Aguirre. Brother Gabriel, how are you? ¿Cómo estás?
I'm pretty well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. You're in Venezuela now, correct?
Yeah, I'm in Caracas.
And so is Caracas the capital? Is that where Maduro was?
Yes, Caracas is the capital of Venezuela.
So were you there when the attack took place?
Yeah, sure. Well, many people know that the last three on January, we was attacking by the U.S. military army. I was in Caracas, and Caracas is a small city with around 6 million people that live here. I live in a place pretty close for one targeting that was shooting by the U.S. Army with a missile. In every part of the city, many people feel and hear the strikes by the guns and the missiles that was launched by U.S. So what they want to say, what can I say? That was a horrible night, okay? Because we was finishing the celebration for the end of the years, especially these days, the people here in Venezuela was celebrating, many of them from vacations, making different celebrations on their homes. For the first time in 200 years of the Republican history in Venezuela, we have direct attacks, military attacks against the country in a unilateral and illegal actions by the U.S. United States.
What was the reaction that you had and other people had? Were you all fearful? Did you have any idea? And how big was it? Did it sound like a war was being started?
Yeah, sure. Well, I want to start saying that the people never see and never take seriously, these treatments against Venezuela. For that reason, our people was not waiting for this. And as I told you, the people was in their homes celebrating these days, etc. When around 2 a.m. in the morning, the people heard the strong sounds for the missiles striking different places on the city, watching the lights for the shooting of the helicopter and especially for the helicopter, because the airplanes from the F-35 and the F-22 was on the south of the country, okay, around 120 military equipments between among helicopter and airplanes was used in, during these military attacks against Venezuela. So the people was watching the lights, was watching the explosions, hearing the explosions. I can tell you that, for example, I have a friend with their sons. He was in another state that was shooting and was attacking by the U.S. military army. It's in Miranda State. This attack was in three different states in Venezuela: Miranda, Caracas, and Vargas. Not Vargas, La Guaira, because this state changed recently the names of the state. He was with their sons in an apartment near close of the beach, celebrating with their family, etc. And they was sleeping at this time when they wake up with the sounds of the missiles attacking and and launching to this area military bases for Venezuela. Their sons wake up, okay, pretty fear, and say, "What happened, Dad? What happens? I don't want diet." My friends trying to explain them that it's okay, don't worry, it's a military attack, but don't worry, we will be okay. Their sons just saying, "Dad, I'm pretty young, I don't want to die, and it's very scary, this witness, you know, and yeah. Testimony is, you know, and they say in one time, it's a bomb, don't fear, it's a bomb." And the son says that it's an atomic bomb. We will die with this. And my friends try to explain once again and once again, "Don't worry, don't worry, don't fear, nothing will be happens, etc." And of course, at this time, many people here, by the way, we are in peace. We are trying to process what everything's. But the psychological consequences for the people is very strong. For example, 2 days before, I was driving with my wife in my car, and she saw a light in the sky. She told me at this time, "What is this? It's a helicopter. It's a near military attacks." So, you know, it's all these issues is very important, because it's not only the military attacks, it's the effects after this attack, all the effects that was produced by war. So now we have in Venezuela, in Caracas, around 120 people died, killed by the U.S. military army. A number not defined of the people injured, okay? I can tell you, for example, one story from my place where I live. Near of this, there is a radar that is used by the U.S., by the Venezuelan army, and on this place they launch a missile against this place. One military guys was killed by this missile. But there is a part of the radar, okay, with a metal that called by was flying to another place around 2 kilometers for them, and with this metal they cut the lead for another guys in another place of this, and this guy lost the lead, the lead. And there are many histories for many peoples, because not only military was killed, also civils, many civils peoples was killed. The attack was not only against the military bases, the attacking was against also civil areas, especially residents for people, especially a place for education, universities, and place to scientific researchers. So, and that is very important, because that always says, the U.S. says, that this attack was only against the military target teams, etc. And that's not true. So it's a lie. The attack was against civil targeting. No, because it's not for the important, because this area, the civil areas, don't have any military important in the strategic, it's just to spread the fear. It's just to say, we are the U.S., we have the most strong military army around the world, we are here, okay, and you are nothing, we are all.
You are nothing, we are all. The mainstream corporate media, as you know, here in this country, in America, is endlessly portraying Venezuelans, especially those in Florida, who are thankful and who are praising military intervention. For those of us who look beyond that and watch some of the coverage from where you are, people have been protesting the invasion. So let me ask you, give us a sense of whether or not there are more people angry about the invasion there, or whether there are more people there who are glad Maduro's gone, or is it about 50-50? We don't hear, we can't get that news from up here.
Yeah, it's very important. I appreciated these questions because the mainstream media, as you say, outside of Venezuela, trying to say that the people are celebrating these military invasions against Venezuela, etc. That's not true, okay? There is a small group in different country, okay? Of course, because they are celebrating these military invasions against Venezuela, because they feel they are outside of the country. They, more of them, don't have family here. Even you can find Venezuelan people outside of Venezuela that they are agreed with you. To destroy all the country with nuclear bombs. I heard one time a guy saying something like that, because he says that, I don't have family in Venezuela, I don't have house in Venezuela, I don't have anything in Venezuela, I'm living in the U.S. For me, it's the same, it's okay. If the U.S. launch nuclear bombs and destroy all the country. I heard this madness, okay? So, but the peoples here in Venezuela is totally different, because the peoples here is living in their country, okay? Have family, have their homes, have their jobs, etc., etc., etc. And the truth is that with these military attacks, the U.S. provoke two different things. One thing is the people is rejecting this military invasions. The people are hungry, with the especially with the violation of their sovereigns. Okay, the people says we never saw something like that. We conquest our liberty 200 years ago. Okay, never a foreign military power trying to destroy our nations. And the people here, when you go to the market, when you go to shopping center, when you go to the street or any place, the people are talking about this, and the people are saying the United States don't have the right, okay, to attack us. The United States don't have the right to stole our peace. United States don't have the right to kill our people. Okay, a very, very small part of the people in the country are, I don't say agree. I want to say that they don't care, okay, with this attack, because they think that the missile have the exact names and the location for the military targetings for US. But, you know, in the history of humanity, in many military invasions, some local people think that, okay, US are doing this for democracy, US are doing this for liberty, United States are doing this for our freedoms. That is a lie. And that's important to say. The real goal, the real objectives from these military aggressions against Venezuela is nothing more than the control, the total control of our natural resource, especially the oil, because as you know, Venezuela is the first oil resource around the world, is the seventh gas reserve around the world, is the first gold reserve in Latin America. Okay, so we are a very rich country, and that's the truth. And it's a hypocrisy. It's disgusting when you say Donald Trump saying, "Yes, we attack Venezuela, and now the entire country is ours. We will take the control over all the natural resources of there. We will take the control for the oil reserves of Venezuela in benefit for the U.S. people." And that is a cynicism, you know.
Right, right. I want to stay on it just for a minute, because isn't it true? You know, even in a place like Venezuela, people around the world idealize America. And anything they can do to get here, the land of dreams where all your dreams come true, people will sell out their own, not just in Venezuela, people in Europe, people in Africa and Asia. That's the thing. I got to get out of where I am, because there's this myth that America is so much better, without even acknowledging if Maduro, and we'll talk about Maduro in a minute because I want to get your perspective on him. But if people believe here that Maduro was an illegal despot, Donald Trump is too. So, and we have evidence of that. But isn't that true that for whatever reason, culturally, throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, I've got to get to America because people have been convinced that being here is where your dreams are fulfilled.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say something about it. The history of the different conflicts around our times, through the times, when the U.S. says that someone is your enemy, is your friend. And when you say, is your friend, really, it's your enemy. So U.S. every time tries to lie, to say that something is bad, something is this or this, etc. It's a total lie. What say U.S. for to justify these aggressions? United States trying to create different narrative about it. First of all, they say that, okay, we have an important migration from people from Venezuela. They are criminals and they are doing bad things here in US. They are killing peoples. They are stealing their peoples here, etc., creating problems, creating troubles here, etc. The second false narrative was, okay, Venezuela is a cartel of drug cartels. The president of Venezuela is the head of these cartels. And we need to try to make a struggle against this cartel. When it's a total liar, the last reports for the UN, the last 21 reports for UN say that Venezuela is not a country that produces any drugs, cocaine, marijuana, etc., etc., etc. Venezuela is not a producer country of drugs. The drugs are produced by Colombia, by Peru, and by Ecuador. Okay. Another lies that say through the Caribbean South are going the drugs from Latin America in 2 years. And this report says something important. The 95% of the drugs that are going from Latin America to US go by the Atlantic Sea, not by the Caribbean Sea. So, and this is a total lie, okay? And US move the South Commander. We are presenting a campaign to try to dismantle the South Commander. They use the Fourth Fleet, okay? They use the military bases, okay, in Latin Americans, and the NATO bases in Latin America, because we have NATO bases here, especially in the Caribbean islands like Aruba, etc., etc., etc. And they use everything of this to make this possible. Oh, what? What else? So, about the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, it's a fact that U.S. make a kidnap of the president of Venezuela, okay, violating the international law, okay, and that's very important for that reason. In the court in New York, when Nicolas Maduro presents in this court, he says that a war prisoner, okay. And that's true. He is the president in functions. He is the constitutional president of Venezuela. And U.S. getting to the country, kidnap the president and his wife, that also is a parliamentary, a member of parliament, kidnap them and put in a warship and go to Guantanamo, and from Guantanamo to New York. After this, they make a big show presenting the big head or the chief of the Cartel of Souls. It's in Spanish, it's Cartel de los Soles. After these affirmations, after these arguments, the Department of Justice of the U.S. says that, so sorry. Now we don't have a Cartel de los Soles. We are not saying that they are drug traffickers. We are saying that the Cartel of de los Soles is about corruption. It's in Spanish, I don't know how you say in English, tráfico de influencias. It's a network of the criminal people. It's that Department of Justice says. So now we are facing a very difficult international situations, because I can say that US break down the international order. Well, I could say that we don't have an international order. US is a fallen state, because it's isolated, because they don't respect any more elemental rule, international rule. And they are doing that whatever they want. They are gambling with a three-world war, and that's true. It's a fact, because at this time, Venezuela is a small country. Our army is not so powerful. We don't have nuclear bombs. We don't have massive destroyed arms. And that's important to say, Mark. Look, in the allegations, in the case of the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, they say that because one thing is they have asked about destructions, not massive destruction like Hussein in Iraq, when they did this one, they talk about the massive art of destructions. Now they have art of destructions. They are referring about, I don't know, machine guns. They are referring about, I don't know, anyway, it's everything of this is a total lie. And if you do this in this part of the world, you have a law and you are creating a precedent to the other international leaders, okay, in other part of the world, do the same. If I'm the leader of India, and I think my area is important, I have the power to make this, I will go to Sri Lanka, take the presidents, put in jail in India, and try to take the control over the country. That is a pretty dangerous precedent, and that we have.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Cartel de los Soles, if you all have not been following the indictment and the court hearing, Gabriel, I guess, Aguirre said, they put that on Maduro in court, then they walked it back. And I refer everyone to 60 Minutes. Just Google 60 Minutes, Cartel de los Soles. 60 Minutes won a Peabody Award years ago for exposing that Cartel de los Soles and the whole trafficking in Venezuela was arranged, manufactured, and organized by the CIA. Just like the Sandinistas brought crack into the United States under Ronald Reagan. All right, so people just need to understand that. So we death deal. And in the words of Kwame Nkrumah, we run with the hare and hunt with the hound. We meaning the United States. Moving on quickly, because I know you've got to go. And this is illegal, the kidnapping and all of that, but did you, Gabriel Aguirre, did you find Maduro to be an illegitimate leader, one? And whatever the answer to that is, are either Cabello the Interior Minister, or Padrino Lopez, the Defense Minister, or Machado, are any of them a solution for your country?
Well, first of all, I will say that the last year, we have presidential elections in Venezuela with different candidates, presidential candidates. In 2004, no, 2005. 2004, we have all presidential elections in Venezuela with different candidates, one for the government, Nicolas Maduro, and other ones from the democratic oppositions in Venezuela. And in these elections was attacked by a cyber attack for the democratic trust, the democratic systems, okay, for the National Electoral Council. And was many difficulties to make the results of these elections. After the review for the Supreme Justice Tribunal, this institution says that after review, the different results, the Nicolas Maduro is the president of Venezuela. I want to say that these institutions is the most high institution of the state of Venezuela. They say that we have a president, a legitimate president, it's Nicolas Maduro. It's constitutional elections. Every time for the last 25 years, the oppositions, the radical oppositions in Venezuela, in every election, not only with Nicolas Maduro, also with Chavez, etc., every time they say it's a fraud, we are not agreeing with the results of these elections, we are against this result, etc. Every time they say the same, okay? We win the elections, you don't win the elections, etc., etc. So it's nothing new about it, okay? The resolutions is that it's a legitimate president in functions, it's a constitutional president in functions, and was kidnapped by the U.S. military army. And now he is a war prisoner in U.S., okay? You can or not agree with it, with him. You can say whatever that you think. But it's a fact that he's a constitutional president, and U.S. don't have the right to kidnap the president of Venezuela. Second part about your questions, we have a constitution that we have proceed to what we can do in these situations. And the constitution is pretty clear, saying that in the case of the absence of the presidents for any reasons, the vice presidents we will take the functions of the executive power, okay, in Venezuela, okay? So the vice president will be the president of Venezuela. Now we have the president, Delcy Rodríguez, is the new president in Venezuela in functions. They are, and we are, saying and we are saying and working for the freedom of the president of Venezuela, the legitimate president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. It's important to try to amplify these campaigns, okay, around the world, especially in the U.S., okay, because the U.S. don't have this right. And that's the new situation, but I want to be clear with this. What is the situation of the Venezuelan government? We have a kidnapper, okay, targeting your family and saying, give me your wallet, give me your phone, give me your money, okay? because if you don't do that, I will kill your family. And that's the situation that we have. Donald Trump says today that he will maintain the fleet and the warships, the general force, and the 16,000 military troops in the Caribbean area, because they are pushing and they are put pressures against the Venezuelan governments to do what they want, okay? And for us, it's a pretty difficult situation because we are in the situation that we don't want a second military attacks against the country. We don't want people died in our strips. We don't want a new violation of our sovereign. And we think it's very important to talk to the Donald Trump governments, okay, especially in the U.S., especially in the Congress of the U.S. Yesterday, we have a new vote in the Senate of the of Congress to try to stop the U.S. governments. The next week, we'll have a new vote in the Senate and the House. And I want to share with all the audience of your program, Mark, that if it's possible, call your representative in the House or Senate and say Donald Trump must stop these aggressions against the peoples, not only in Venezuela, because this aggression is not only against the people in Venezuela. This aggression is against all the Latin American people, because they say pretty clear, after Venezuela, we will go against Colombia. After Colombia, we will go against Mexico. After Mexico, we will go against everything that don't want and don't subordinate it to the power and to the decisions of the Donald Trumps. And at this time, it's very important, this slogan that you was using in different protests in U.S., no kings in U.S., no kings in the war, because the truth is that Donald Trump want to be a king of the war.
Last question, and I'll let you go. What's next for the movement? You've given us one assignment to call our elected representatives here to stop this would-be king. But what else does the World Beyond War movement do? What are you all going to be demonstrating in Venezuela? Are you going to be going to the United Nations? What are some of the other strategies that you all are thinking about?
Yeah, sure. It's very important. For us, it's very important at this time to increase the solidarity with Venezuela, organize mobilizations, organize non-violent protests in different parts of the world, especially in different area of the U.S., with the demands to stop these aggressions against Venezuela, to stop these aggressions against the Latin American people, for freedom of the president kidnapped by U.S., President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. It's important, especially at this time, organize campaigns, organize coalitions, promote different webinars, different conferences, and talk and to try to be clear with the people participating in different media, alternative media, like your programs in radio, in TV show, in internet, in social media, etc. Every part that we can say and that we can scream that we are facing the possibility of a three-world war is important to say. Like World Beyond War, we are organizing different actions. We are promoting a Global Day actions 17 on January. Okay, we are calling and we are trying to invite people to participate in this Global Day of Actions in solidarity with Venezuela. in different square, in Trollox institutions, in the street, with their slogan, their own slogans, with their own demands, calling for peace, okay? Callings against this military madness, okay? To stop these military aggressions against Venezuela. Another important point, 14 on January, we will deliver a petition to directly to the Congress in Washington, D.C., to make a resolution to stop these aggressions against Venezuela. It's a time to organize. It's a time to mobilize. It's not only to say by a statement, PDF. It's important to say on PDF. It's important, but it's a time to mobilize and to express our position, because we cannot be on difference in that situation.
Yes, sir. Global Day of Action, folks, appropriately on Dr. King's birthday weekend, he would be with us. He would be with us at this hour. I want to thank our brother, Gabriel Aguirre. Folks, go to worldbeyondwar.org, find out all about the Global Day of Action, how you can get involved. Brother Gabriel, this forum is available for you as often as you need it. If you don't hear from me, you reach out if you need us to put the word out and help mobilize on this side. And we stand in utter and irrevocable solidarity with the people of Venezuela. And as I say, my brother, I'm an African-American. My people were brought here in chains, but many of our people stopped and were brought to Venezuela first and then came up here. So we're all the same. Donald Trump and others would want to separate us. Well, they're Caribbean and you're not. They speak Spanish and we speak English. But we all come from the same place. We are either indigenous or we are African. So what is happening in Venezuela is the same as what's happening here in Minneapolis when they shoot a woman. It's the same thing. It's the militarization. We are all
Palestine. Or Palestine.
Palestine, Gaza, yeah. All of that. In Nigeria, in Sudan, in the Congo. All of these places are the same, and we all come from the same blood. And so we must stand together. A threat to justice in Venezuela is a threat to justice everywhere. A threat to justice in Minneapolis or Gaza, Sudan or Congo is a threat to justice everywhere. So just because someone doesn't speak the same language as you, sisters and brothers, does not mean we do not stand with them. I tell everyone all the time, Gabriel, Roberto Clemente said he was a black man. And Roberto Clemente invited Dr. King to visit his farm in Puerto Rico before Dr. King was assassinated. And then when Dr. King was assassinated, it was Roberto Clemente that forced Major League Baseball. He threatened a strike for all of Major League Baseball. Said, you have to cancel every game in Major League Baseball because Dr. King's been killed. And Major League Baseball canceled those games. And then we lost not too long after that, Roberto Clemente himself in a plane crash. I want people to understand that. So we are no different. Don't believe the propaganda, sisters and brothers. We must stand. Worldbeyondwar.org. Our very special guest has been Gabriel Aguirre. My brother, we with you, man. Whatever you need.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate this one that you are. And this is an important effort to accompany. So we are with our force, and we appreciate it, that all the solidarity that you can do.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Bless you, man.
Thank you.
All okay. Right.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.